Welcome. My name is Ingrid Castle, and I will be your host. The name of the show is Immunize Wisely, and it's certainly an appropriate topic or the name of the show for what we're dealing with this plandemic and, you know, understanding what really makes us immune or not, and how do we strengthen our biology? Anyhow, let me just summarize a little bit. This is October 31st, 2020. I don't even go into the holiday because it's not a holiday to me. It's a satanic ritual day. So I like to just kind of change a channel on that. And so I want to just mention that my websites, I'm the director of Vaccination Liberations, and my websites are VaccineTruth.com, and the main website is VacLib, short for Vaccination Liberation, VACLIB.org. And I also have a website, HumbleWeed.net, where I am hoping to spend some time this winter expanding it and teaching more people about how to take care of their body and what creates health and what to do once you start losing your health. So, but, you know, the basics are there right now, and I'm going to be expanding on it. So there you can go to humbleweed.net. And I wanted to start, you know, I'm going to have guests, we're going to bring them on a little bit later because I wanted to address a couple things. I've had a couple listeners not really understand what they're seeing when they're talking about the coronavirus, the new novel coronavirus that has a SARS component, and that, yes, they've isolated it, and yes, it's real. And Jeremy Hammond has been my guest before, and he's a prolific writer, and he mines stuff from the mainstream, and he challenges them on some points, but certainly he went to bat countering John Rappaport recently, saying that John Rappaport was citing a document that has since been updated. They have since isolated the this COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it that has a SARS component. And so I just wanted to, you know, be clear that that does not prove anything. That does not prove that it's actually going to be the main cause of disease. This is really important to me to understand that. You know, we have so many toxins we're exposed to, and one really clear factor in this latest outbreak is the unrolling out of 5G. In Wuhan, it was as it was rolled out, and Wuhan was like the epicenter because they were doing 5G everything, you know, not just robots, self-driving cars. I mean, they were testing 5G to the limit. And that was on top of record air pollution where there were protests over the summer. And on top of the entire population in China being forced to get a flu vaccine, and who knows what's in this flu vaccine. I know in the nursing homes here, they were all forced to have a quad. And, you know, there was a fourth, you know, alleged virus that was in it. And it's, you know, they're making all kinds of, as Dr. Truot says, chimera, whatever you want to say. You know, they're going in the laboratory and taking, you know, different you know, what I consider products of disease, you know, your mucus and snot and pus and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then they tinker with it, and then they put it in vaccines, or they put it, you know, maybe in the chemtrails or whatever, but they're definitely dinking with stuff. So I noted that my guess, I never like to counter another, you know, peer in the movement, you know, like Mary Toko. She's certainly done her share of research, and she claims her and her daughter got very sick with which they felt like was this novel strain of coronavirus. And of course, she followed all the stuff like I did of what was going on in Wuhan. But I don't think she realized the extent of what DEW, directed energy weapons, can do. That is another form of microwave radiation, as well as, you know, the 5G itself, you know, on top of 4G. It's not just 5G, it's on top. And those are kind of advertising terms, but we're talking about, you know, 25 to 60 gigahertz. And this, you know, what the, you know, the crowd control thing that the military unleashed, well, it's in my notes somewhere, but anyhow, most people are familiar with that. That's 95 gigahertz, but still, it's not enough to burn your skin, but it's enough to fry your immune system and actually cause loss of smell and loss of taste. And so she experienced that. She says it's just starting to come back. And so she was, you know, attributing it to this novel virus. And I would say, no, it's something else. And so I went ahead and got the book that just came out. It was banned from Amazon. Now, why would they ban it from Amazon? Because there's too much truth in here, and it's very well researched and extremely well put together, very easy to read. This is a book called The Contagion Myth, Why Viruses, Including Coronavirus, Are Not the Cause of Disease. In fact, they say that there's a, you know, several hundred different types of coronaviruses. Well, what are they? Are they exosomes, and they express differently based on the messaging they're giving to other parts of the body being under attack from this, you know, new type of toxin that they're being exposed to? And all of that's addressed in the book by Dr. Thomas Cowan, who I'm hoping to have on as a guest soon, and Sally Fallon Morrill. You know, most people know them from the Weston A. Price Foundation, and they both write prolifically in their quarterly journal, Wise Traditions. And I just think the book is a must read. It comes in three sections. Exposing the Germ Theory is the first part, what causes disease, and the part three is choices. And, you know, really delving a lot into 5G, but other, you know, other poisons that are going on in our environment, for sure. And actually goes into some history. I love that they went back into history that we have on our website about Dr. Charles Campbell, Robert Koch, and, you know, also Dr. Weston Price's observations on tuberculosis, polio, and DDT. So, and brings up Stephen Lonka and the measles virus. So this is all grist for the mill. Like I said, very heavily documented. It's about 150 pages of reading, and the rest is citations. But it's well worth it, and I would encourage you to get it. They showed a picture of the ship. Remember, everyone was concerned about this germ. The cruise ship that it was the Princess, and they all, there was, you know, several hundred of them. I'm trying to find that place. Yeah, it said the Diamond Princess cruise ship. And right on top, you can see these four round objects that were 5G antennas and transmitters on the ship. I mean, four of them, and they're big domes, much like the Elon Musk domes we're seeing just north of Sandpoint, where I live. And that's in court right now, by the way, is going to court. It's bad. But yeah, this is probably the biggest fight we have, is to put a kibosh on tech and their depopulation agenda. I mean, this is killing the bees, the birds. I mean, it's horrifying. You know, the birds don't have any insects to eat because it's killing all the insects. Well, if it's killing all the insects, obviously, and they're doing it without Roundup, it's just, jacking up this microwave energy. It's pretty serious stuff. That's all I can say. So I also wanted to mention, before I bring on my guest, I wanted to go ahead and mention that healthimpactnews.com, it was a couple weeks ago. You can find it still on their homepage. This, I'm not sure how much this was discussed on RBN, because I don't listen to every single show, but to me, it was one of the most important stories out there. It says, was the recent YouTube purging related to child trafficking? Corporate media suddenly wants to discredit QAnon movement. And, you know, whether, you know, Amazing Polly got taken down and a whole bunch of people got taken down all of a sudden. And it's exposing the whole adrenochrome market. And is this the reason the corporate media is attacking QAnon all of a sudden? And Brian Shalhavy, is that how you say it? Shalhavy. He's the editor of Health Impact News. It's a really thorough article. He has a couple videos on there that are on BitChute about adrenochrome extraction from children, adrenochrome harvesting. And if you look at this stuff, it's incredible, absolutely incredible, that how many people would have thought that these corporations in our country are the ones producing the most adrenochrome in the whole world, right here in this country. We all thought maybe the adrenochrome, the main market was in China, but no, it's happening right here, right under our noses. They have these detention centers, and it kind of details where this a German, this is Amazon in Germany. He ordered a USB port or something, you know, from Amazon, and when he got it, I guess someone wanted it leaked. But it was just loaded with all this documentation. I mean, shocking amount. And I believe Jim Stone was the first to break the story. And then someone got all the documents and posted it on a website that it's not here anymore. I actually grabbed all the documents. If someone wants to email me and I could, you know, tediously go through and send them all the documents. It is more than shocking. And it's there. So this is huge. Most people, I think, would have no idea. And to have this level of documentation, I think, would shock anyone. So, and this was mentioned not recently, but in the Q Post, you can go to qpost.online. And it's been a couple years. It was more at the beginning and maybe a year ago that it was exposing a lot of this satanic ritualistic abuse on children, and really incredible stuff. So I just, you know, to think that healthimpactnews.com was exposing it in this way, I'm really proud of them. It takes a lot of balls to do that. It's a topic that is pretty difficult to stomach. So I just wanted to mention that. I think people need to know about it and do some research. So without much further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring on my guest. Let me go ahead and pull that up so I could just go ahead and add them to the call. Let's see, add. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll tell you about them. Dawn, Jolie, I have two guests actually, and they work together. Dawn Jolie is the president and co-founder of both Connecticut Freedom Alliance and We the Patriots Incorporated. It's a nonprofit. They're nonprofit spending. And she's a military veteran, a mother of three, an avid researcher, activist, and a holistic healer. And Brian is the co-founder of both the Connecticut Freedom Alliance, LLC, and We the Patriots Incorporated. And yeah, their nonprofit is pending, as she mentioned. He's a civil rights attorney, activist, and father of two. They have lawsuits going on right now, and they're going to update us about exactly what they're doing. So I'm taking a little bit to find, where is she? There she. Okay, so I have Brian joined us, and I just am calling Dawn right now. And it looks like we're all here. Well, hello, Dawn. I just did a quick introduction of you and Brian, and I think Brian maybe heard some of it. I'm not sure.
Excellent. So,
welcome to the show. I'm so thankful that you agreed at a last minute to come on, because I think it's really important work you're doing. We need to have more people like you, because you know, I'll have to admit the masking issue is absolutely huge to me. I mean, it's akin to forced vaccination to me. It's like the, if you're forced to wear a medical device, well, it seems to me you'd be forced to have an injection without any consultation with a health professional or anything. You know, someone that doesn't have any medical training whatsoever can get you to wear a medical device and take an injection. Well, you know, it's to me, they're the same. They're you're allowing government and bureaucrats to dictate how you're going to maintain your health and even threaten your right to life, liberty, and property. And this is a threat to our lives.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's essentially setting the stage. And I would throw temperature checks right in there, because a lot of people are not familiar with the way that they are processing these temperature checks. They're not being conducted on the wrists or in the mouth like they normally are, which I would be against them no matter how they did it, just on principle. But right. The fact that it's right there, your third eye, your pineal gland, I mean, it's not.
I agree. I haven't actually seen those in my area where I live, but I've heard in New York they're doing those. And I know Sally actually ended up having a headache for 2 weeks after someone did that to her.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen them all over, especially up and down the East Coast. It's a requirement, so to speak, to get into some basic places just to go shopping. I mean, it's ridiculous, especially if you need to go to the doctor or anything like that. It's really out of control. It has been for quite some time. And rather than it getting better as time has progressed, it's gotten worse and worse as they continue with the false positives.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, well, how did you know, Brian, go ahead and say hi to our audience. Hi, Brian.
Hello. How's it going?
Brian. It's going good. So I need to know, you guys can take turns, or I kind of want to know how you got involved. You're involved with, I believe, Connecticut Freedom Alliance before this whole COVID thing started happening, right?
Yes, that's right. So Dawn and I founded the Connecticut Freedom Alliance in September of 2019, what seems like a decade ago or more, after everything that's happened over the
long year.
Yeah, it seems like a lot more than a year, but we founded that in September of last year, and now in July 4th of this year, we founded a national organization called We the Patriots USA. And that is a group with a similar mission to Connecticut Freedom Alliance, only on the national level. And the one difference is the We the Patriots USA has nonprofit status pending, so we won't be involved in doing any political activism or lobbying, mm-hmm. which is what Connecticut Freedom Alliance does quite a bit of that, because we are a registered lobbyist. Instead, we'll be doing... I'm hearing some music.
Yep. We have a commercial break. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, you would just jump in where we left off after the commercial break. Mm-hmm. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Don Jolie and Brian Festa of We the Patriots USA.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My guest, Don Jolie and Brian Festa, and how they got together to form first the Connecticut Freedom Alliance, and then, Brian, why don't you go ahead and tell the story, because obviously September 2019 wasn't very long for the Connecticut Freedom Alliance to get off the ground before you started something more large scale and national.
Well, yeah, I mean, quite honestly, if the events of the last 9-10 months hadn't transpired, more likely than not, We the Patriots USA would not exist. We the Patriots USA was founded on July 4th of this year. That was intentional, of course, Independence Day, because we felt this year more than ever we needed to make an effort to reclaim our independence. In many ways, you know, obviously, you know, coming out of Connecticut, where the Connecticut Freedom Alliance was founded, in many ways, our independence had been stripped from us. And we felt a need to rise up and do something. And yes, I mean, there are a lot of groups doing a lot of great things in a lot of different states. But the issue is, we're not united enough. We're not connected enough. Mm-hmm. We need to have a network. I kind of envision it as like a spider web all across the country, where we want to, that's sort of my vision, our vision, I should say, we want to connect all of these organizations so that we can be a united front against this tyranny, not so that we can be the number one organization, but that we can be a facilitator to unite all of these organizations.
Support everybody else's work that they're doing in similar regards, whether it be medical freedom, educational freedom, human rights, civil rights of any kind, 2A, 1A. I mean, it doesn't really matter. We really are just pushing for freedom. And we just really want to link arms, so to speak, with other organizations, support their great work, and join together so that we can be a force to be reckoned with, because there are way more of us than there are of them. But the problem right. that we feel is we don't always come together because we get so fractioned on our own individual, missions, so to speak.
So obviously, you know, we have the main, social media like Facebook and Twitter, but then there's MeWe. I mean, are you looking at developing your own, way of networking? Because certainly, like, let's just say I moved to a state and I'm deciding to homeschool. I can't find all the other homeschoolers or that network. It seems like you would be that umbrella so that people could find other people in each state and network information that works in one state that may work in another state, things like that, right?
I mean, that's certainly the goal. We want to be able to be that umbrella. So regardless of what need that people have, whether they're moving or they're just looking to get more heavily involved, they're looking to find out some other options. Like, for instance, a lot of people are familiar with the NRA, but they may not be familiar with gun rights, Gun Owners of America. Or they may be familiar with HSLDA for homeschooling rights, but there's another amazing organization who I believe fights a lot harder to maintain the rights of homeschoolers, because I've heard some interesting things about the first two organizations I mentioned, that they don't fight quite as hard to maintain and expand our rights. And that's always what Brian and I together are pushing for, is we don't, that's actually the mission statement of the Connecticut Freedom Alliance. We're not just looking to retain the rights that we currently have. Since over the decades and over the years, we've had so many of our rights stripped away from us, we're fighting to get those back.
Right.
You know, good enough to just...
Right now, you can't even get a handgun without registering it in the state.
You
cannot get an unregistered handgun, which I think is... I don't think you should have to register with the state a handgun.
Brian, can you remember, I know a lot of the people have been talking lately, there are so many people in the state of Connecticut and in New York, I've been talking to people, especially in the Northeast region, that are trying to get a weapon. They've been trying for months since this happened. Brian, do you know what the waiting list is right now?
I don't. I think it's greatly expanded because of COVID. I mean, I assume that's what you're referring to, is because of the pandemic that there's been this waiting list.
Right. People have been waiting months to get fingerprints.
We had attorneys here who are actually the attorneys that are representing us on our mask lawsuit. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but we have attorneys here in Connecticut that did actually win a lawsuit against the governor when he had stopped the fingerprinting during the pandemic. That doesn't mean that the waiting list to get a permit is any shorter necessarily, but it's probably, it's several months, if not, it's going to be close to a year soon, I think. And listen, there shouldn't even be, I mean, honestly, to purchase a firearm, there should not even be this long, drawn out bureaucratic process, because it's a constitutional right. Can you imagine if there was this process just for you to stand on a street corner and speak? Well, actually, in some places there are. In some cities, you have to have permits in certain areas in order to stand and speak.
Yeah, like
but
in D.C.
That is completely, that's, can I swear?
it's S-H-I-T, right?
It's BS. It's bull, whatever, bull, you know? Yes, yeah. It is complete BS, because if something's a right that's given to the people, it is
by birth, not because the government granted it to us.
Well, God granted it to you. See, that's what it says in the Constitution. These are inalienable rights. They're granted to us, endowed to us by our Creator, right? Mm-hmm. So That means we have them from the moment we arrive on this earth. No one can take it away or place restrictions on something that's your right. But apparently, that's what they want the new normal to be. You need a permission to breathe now. Mm-hmm. In most places in the country. I mean, if breathing isn't a fundamental right, I don't know what is.
Right. I'm totally with you 100%. This is a great show. Thanks. So we have a commercial break. Please stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Brian, you were talking a little bit. I think it was you, Brian, that was talking just before the break.
About the right to breathe.
The right to breathe, exactly.
Thought of as a right because that was just such a given. I mean, the founders didn't have to write that one into the Constitution.
Yeah, we
right?
didn't realize they had to spell that one out too.
Yeah, exactly. Right. The right to breathe, the right to eat. I mean, there's certain things that just sort of come with the territory, but they wrote certain ones in, including, the right to free speech and the right to be armed. The right to bear arms is expressly written there as a right. So why in the world it's legal for these states to impose all kinds of restrictions? Now, listen, I get it. All right. Someone's a convicted violent felon, okay, who, has committed heinous acts with weapons, you're not just going to freely hand over as many weapons as possible to that person. That I get, and I'm actually fine with background checks. You may not be. I am. Okay, but I'm not fine with, having these long, long wait lists, having to do all kinds of, probing of every single person that doesn't even have a criminal record. Like, it's not enough just not to have a violent felony on your record. They have to probe in many places. They have to probe you. And I mean, in certain places, you can't get a permit. I don't care. You could be the best choir boy. I mean, in New York City, try to get a gun permit in New York City.
Yep. As a veteran that's never been in any sort of trouble, I couldn't get one in New York City.
Nope. Wow. There's only about 500, I understand, that are issued in the entire city of New York.
Very few.
Okay. And you have to, only certain types of people can get them. Sean Hannity has one. Okay. He's one of the 500, but you have to be someone like that to get one.
Wow. It's like really in who you know.
Totally. And it shouldn't be some exclusive club. I don't care if it's New York City, Washington, D.C., or, you know, small town, you know, population 6,000 America. Whatever, wherever it is, it should be the same. It really makes no difference. And putting those kind of restrictions in place does not make us safer. Chicago, Illinois has the strictest gun laws of any city in the United States, and they have the worst violent crime of any city in the United States. So if you it's almost predominantly gun violence in that city, and yet they have the strictest gun laws. It's nearly impossible to get a permit in Chicago too. So if that doesn't make the case right there, I mean, that's, if I were in court, and that's that's open and shut right there.
Right.
But going back to the right to breathe.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's really actually unbelievable. Like, if anyone would have told us this was coming last year, although many of us have been prepared for this type of insanity to some extent for quite some time, not all of us saw this coming. And just that we've really, the amount of fighting just to go to the store. I mean, like, I feel like I'm preparing for war to go to Costco. You know, you can't get out and just be a normal human being anymore. They may not let you in. If they do, you're going to have all these crazy people running around. I went to Target just a week ago. I went to Target. I make friends with all the non-mask wearers instantaneously. It's like we're lifelong friends the second that you start a conversation up. I was having a great conversation with a family I met that was escaping the tyranny from Illinois. And we're sitting there having a great conversation. Our kids are running around and, you know, none of us are masked. And some woman comes by and she has all three of her poor children in a mask. And she says, get away from those crazy ladies. They have mental illnesses. They don't believe in COVID. And she's like freaking out in the middle of the aisle. And I'm like, who's the crazy person here? We're having a normal conversation and conversing and breathing the air, and you're the one having a heart attack over there. Maybe you should just go home. And that's really actually the saddest thing of all of this, is the amount of mental illness I'm seeing as a result of this. And Brian could probably share a few things.
Right. It's a projection. People are projecting their own, you know, insanity, because they don't have the ability to do independent research and think.
Right. That's really what it comes down to. And that's a result of the education system.
Right.
Common sense has literally been bred out of people at this point.
Well, what the schools teach us to always rely on authority figures. You know, I mean, even doctoring, there used to be a general practitioner who knew all about the body. Now they've fragmented the body into a series of parts, and you have to go to a foot specialist, a podiatrist, a neurologist for nerves, an oncologist for cancer. I mean, it's all these different specialties, and none of them know how the whole system works, how the whole body works. It's cuckoo.
It sure is. It really is. There's nothing that's not crazy at this point in time, except for the small fraction of normal people across the country that I keep coming into.
Well, yeah,
actually, I mean, there's a lot of people up here. You know, we have huge protests where we live anyway. You know, at the Walmart, you know, every week there was, you know, Christian patriots passing out stuff about masking and just trying to warn people. And I know here, there's lots of people going into the Walmart and the Target and without masks. So there's plenty of people. I have never worn a mask except one time. And that's a whole other story. But I came
back.
I've
mourned one once, not once since this entire thing began, right. And I'm not going to either. And it's really just that simple. My husband feels the same way. My three-year-old is actually the first to say something to someone. Why are you wearing a mask? Are you scared of a silly virus? Just go eat good food. Like, she'll
I had, Dawn, I had my first husband. I came back from a rally at the Capitol here with Ammon Bundy and a whole bunch of us when, you know, the legislature was supposed to meet to keep a check on our governor, and only 14 legislators showed up, and I traveled all the way down to Boise. Little did I know when I came back that my first husband was in the hospital, and I was the only phone number he remembered. He had no cell phone, no wallet, nothing on him. So he needed me to go to the hospital, and I wasn't going to do anything to jeopardize him in the hospital. I mean, you know, just his care, you know. I just, you know.
Like when Trump wore one to go into Walter Reed. I didn't have a problem with that. He knows they're nonsense, and he doesn't wear them the rest of the time. So, you know, sometimes there could be a time and a place. God forbid my kid broke their arm or something, and I can't set it. Okay, I might be willing to don one for that specific purpose just to make sure I can get in and out of there without a problem. But to walk into a grocery store? No.
Okay. I know. But, I mean, you and I are on the same page. But I'm sure if you were in my situation then, you would probably do the same thing just to make sure that – you know, they did. They gave him the best care, and you know, blah blah blah. You know, because I'm a pretty anti-medical, anti-hospital type person. You know, so I was pretty freaked out when I got home. I was like, oh my gosh. So, anyway, it happens. You know.
So one thing we would really like to discuss, since we're on the topic of masks, is the lawsuit that Brian and I have going in the state of Connecticut.
Let's go there. Let's definitely go there.
It's such
a huge, well, to me, that's absolutely huge. You know, the whole masking of children and babies. I mean, I got in trouble charging someone with child abuse, you know, in a parking lot. I had a little bit of a match with a woman who was masking her small child. I think it's criminal.
Well, I've seen ads on Facebook and other places on websites for a pacifier with a mask attached to it, literally for a baby, like a 6-month-old or you know, a 1-year-old. Or, I mean, I really actually couldn't believe my eyes when I saw that ad, especially since I don't think there's any state in the country where it's quote unquote required under the age of 2. That's the lowest that I think I've seen so far, because that's what Connecticut is. And I know several other states are. Some are 5, some are 10. I've seen different numbers across the board. But that to me is a crime against babies. I mean, these poor children are learning how to breathe, for God's sakes. But yeah, I'm going to let Brian take it away on the mask lawsuit, and he can describe some details about it. And we'd really love to discuss this with you, because I think this is one of the most important lawsuits that's taking place in this country right now.
I would agree. I agree.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the only, you know, I'm not aware of any other litigation specifically just for schools, or at least any litigation that's been successful. And we haven't won anything yet. Let me just make that clear. We're going to keep fighting. We are not going to give up, you know, as long as we can keep fighting. A big issue we have, and I'll talk about it in a couple minutes, is funding. But before I talk about that, let me talk about the lawsuit. So we filed the lawsuit against the state of Connecticut Department of Education. The state of Connecticut on June 29th of this year issued a guidance, well, what they called a guidance document called Adapt, Advance, Achieve. Mm-hmm. And that document mandated, even though it was only called guidance or guidelines, in the document, it said that there was a requirement that all schools mandate children to wear masks at all times, on the bus, to and from school, before school activities, after school activities, and, of course, during the school day. So we obviously saw that as extremely dangerous to children. We received dozens upon hundreds of messages at that time from parents saying they were absolutely opposed to this. You have to stop this. Do something. You know, because of the Connecticut Freedom Alliance, we had developed, even in the short time, in the 8 or 9 months of existence at that point, we had developed a very strong reputation for fighting back against government tyranny like this. We fought against the repeal of the religious exemption to mandatory school vaccination. We successfully defeated that. And we've been working actually for several years, even before the Freedom Alliance was in existence. Don and I had defeated that in the state, along with other organizations. So at this point in time, people reached out to us and they were just absolutely up in arms over this. And, you know, they were understandably very worried about the effects this would have on their children. And I say effects plural because it's not just one effect. It's not just restriction of breathing, of oxygen. It's a psychological effect. It's an emotional effect. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's a physical effect with upper respiratory infections, with dermatological issues, problems. Right. There's just a laundry list of problems that these kids we knew would experience, and we've seen them experience. It's played out exactly as we expected. And so we had to do something to stop it. We filed a lawsuit. And then in August 31st, so we filed a lawsuit mid-August, like around August 14th, was our first filing. On August 31st, they released an addendum to the ADAPT Advance Achieve document, the AAA, we call it, document. It's the AAA document, which mandated that schools greatly restrict medical exemptions so that they could only accept medical exemptions from someone who has severe advanced COPD associated with congestive heart failure or someone recovering from a skin graft and they can't have the mask on their face because they got a skin graft in their face. And they added in that document, and if you have one of those two conditions, or there might have been three technically conditions, if you have one of these conditions, you're at such a high risk of developing complications from
COVID.
You
should just stay home.
Those students should have remote learning. So in effect, it said, don't give exemptions to anyone except those children, and even those children should stay home. So in effect, it said, no one should be in school without a mask.
Well, it's just like the vaccine issue to me. Again, like we brought up earlier on in the show, you can't get a medical exemption for your children either. Like, maybe if they go into anaphylactic shock and almost die, maybe you can get a medical exemption for that child. But then God forbid you have other children you don't want to take that chance with. Well, we're going to have to test it out. We're going to have to sacrifice them. And hopefully Big Pharma doesn't take them. I mean, it's mind blowing. Absolutely right. Mind blowing. And this is the same issue. It may be on a smaller scale for many people, but I really see them as one and the same.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's why I put in my signature, you know, the quote from Ron Paul, which is a, you know, a real quote that, you know, about the importance of medical freedom. Once you have the government or the state make medical decisions for you, then mm-hmm. you're accepting that the state owns your body.
Absolutely. I love that, man. My children, my two teenagers are actually, they're taking his curriculum right now.
So. Oh, yeah. I was so pleased to see that he was doing curriculum for homeschoolers. That was really
amazing. So, yeah, let Brian finish about the hearing, because we just actually had the hearing yesterday. Today's Saturday, isn't it? Every day seems to kind of go together. So,
you had a hearing on this whole mask mandate. And how did that go?
Well, that was yesterday. So the hearing wasn't for the entire lawsuit. It was for the So we filed a motion for an emergency, an emergency injunction, a temporary injunction, which would be in place while the rest of the lawsuit played out. So that would basically, we hope, immediately stop this mandate in its tracks while the lawsuit is able to play out. So we had the full hearing yesterday, a full day of hearing, where both we, the plaintiffs, and the state presented expert witnesses. So we had Newt Wachowski, who's one of the top epidemiologists in the country, as well as Dr. Mark McDonald, who's a child psychiatrist from Los Angeles. He was one of the 9 frontline White Coat Summit doctors who spoke at the Supreme Court back in May with Stella Emanuel, Simone Gold, talked about hydroxychloroquine as an effective treatment along with zinc and Zithromax for COVID-19 that went viral and had millions and millions of views, I think 17 right. million views before it was taken down from YouTube. So he was one of those doctors and he was one of our experts. His testimony, both of them were great. He absolutely stunned the state's attorney. You won't get that impression necessarily from reading the media articles that were published. Not that they said he was bad, but they always try to slant it, as you know, in the mainstream right. media. Mm-hmm. But he hit back with everything they had, saying that, masks are harmful to children, that he's seen it in his own practice, that it would be horrible to, continue this practice for the children because of the long-term effects. It's not just about what we're seeing now. He talked about oxygen deprivation. He talked about severe depression and how you often don't see the effects of that kind of neurological damage impact until years or even decades later.
Oh, yeah. Incredible. Well, to me, psychological, along with the physical, I mean, it's the whole wax. Horrible. So stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with my guest, Brian and Dawn.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, welcome back. We're nearing the top of the hour, so we have another 4 minutes at this time. So, Brian, I wanted to just, ask a little bit about the hearing yesterday. So you had these expert witnesses. You're not going to find out the results of this hearing because there's, both of you guys are, presenting information, and then you have, and this is in state court or
yeah,
in federal
state
court?
It's in state court in Connecticut. The result is actually due on Monday. The judge said he would take the weekend to think about it, and a decision would be issued on Monday. So you are catching us in the waiting room right now. We're in the waiting period, sort of in these next 2 days. We have a very, very momentous week coming up, obviously, with the presidential election and the local elections on Tuesday. And on Monday, we have this mask lawsuit decision on whether or not this temporary injunction will be granted. Obviously, even if it's denied, we have other recourse. We could possibly appeal that denial, and it wouldn't throw out the entire lawsuit. It would just deny the emergency motion for the injunction. But we honestly think the emergency motion is the most important part of this lawsuit right now, because litigation takes to play out at least a year and a half, if not 2 years or more. And if there's appeals, even longer than that. So litigation can take a very long time, and we just cannot fathom another year and a half, 2 years, 3 years of children being in masks for, sometimes 8, 10, 12 hours a day. Because remember, it's not just the time they're in school. These kids...
even if it was.
If it was. I mean, this is physically and psychologically damaging. This is like permanent damage. These are, growing children. Oh, my gosh. This is just... absolutely horrendous. Of course, this is an emergency. You have an emergency injunction.
Right. And so we made some great arguments. We had some great testimony. We presented science showing these masks are harmful. We presented expert testimony. We presented real evidence showing these masks are harmful and that they're ineffective at stopping the spread of COVID. The state produced zero evidence that masks are either safe or effective. They didn't produce anything. They relied solely on recommendations from the CDC. And the only study that was even sort of mentioned in discussion was the study of the two hairstylists in Missouri, I believe. The two hairstylists who had COVID, supposedly they were symptomatic, had COVID, tested positive for COVID, and had masks on, but none of their 139 clients got COVID. So that proves that masks stop COVID. That was the lowest level kind of study. Our expert epidemiologist, Newt Wachowski, said the lowest quality study. It's not reliable. And out of all of the, dozens and dozens and dozens of studies that he had read on the subject, he didn't find one that said that masks were safe or that they were effective in preventing the spread.
Wow, incredible. Yeah, so that'll be real interesting who this judge really works for. I mean, is he going to go with science or is he going to go with the status quo and the deep state? So stay tuned. You're listening to Brian and Don of We the Patriots USA. Right on.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.